The Enemy by Lee Child, dedicated to the memory of Adele King. 1. As serious as a heart attack. Maybe those were Ken Kramer's last words, like a final explosion of panic in his mind as he stopped breathing and dropped into the abyss. He was out of line, in every way there was, and he knew it. He was where he shouldn't have been, with someone he shouldn't have been with, carrying something he should have kept in a safer place. But he was getting away with it. He was playing and winning. He was on top of his game. He was probably smiling, until the sudden thump deep inside his chest betrayed him. Then everything turned around. Success became instant catastrophe. He had no time to put anything right. Nobody knows what a fatal heart attack feels like. There are no survivors to tell us. Medics talk about necrosis and clots and oxygen starvation and occluded blood vessels. They predict rapid, useless cardiac fluttering, or else nothing at all. They use words like infarction and fibrillation, but those terms mean nothing to us. You just drop dead, is what they should say. Ken Kramer certainly did. He just dropped dead, and he took his secrets with him, and the trouble he left behind nearly killed me, too. I was alone in a borrowed office. There was a clock on the wall. It had no second hand, just an hour hand and a minute hand. It was electric. It didn't tick. It was completely silent, like the room. I was watching the minute hand intently. It wasn't moving. I waited. It moved. It jumped ahead 6 degrees. Its motion was mechanical.